This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar joined leaders of the Forge Theater Society, the National Park Service, and the District of Columbia Wednesday, February 11, to reopen Forge Theater. The grand reopening initiates the celebration of the bicentennial of the birth of President Abraham Lincoln. Forge Theater Society, in partnership with the National Park Service, is reopening the doors of Forge Theater after an 18-month renovation. Here now are the comments of Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar, with introduction by Paul Tietrault, the Managing Director of Forge Theater.
I'm very pleased to welcome the brand new Secretary of the Interior, Mr. Ken Salazar. Mr. Secretary.
Thank you very much, Paul, and thank you to all of you who have made this historic day possible here at the Ford Theater. It is an honor for me to be here today and to be part of what we are doing here at the Ford Theater. I appreciate the Abraham Lincoln Bicentennial Campaign, and I especially appreciate Interior's own National Park Service and its work throughout our entire nation. As I said, in the early days of, in fact, I think the second or third day that I was on the job as Secretary of Interior, it's important for us to remind the world that the Department of Interior really is America's department. For too long, I think the Department of Interior has been seen as being only the department of the West. The fact of the matter is that those of you who know our department, we go from sea to shining sea, and we encompass about 1.75 billion acres of the outer continental shelf, which we oversee. But our crown jewel in many ways is what we do with the preservation of our history through the National Park Service, as well as making sure that we are taking care of the crown jewels that really define us for the beauty that we have in this wonderful country of ours. I'd like to think that the spirit of Abraham Lincoln is here with us today to celebrate not only his 200th birthday, but the reopening of Ford Theater. I think he would have liked to experience how a wonderful partnership that we have here today and how that partnership has brought this theater and its educational programs into the 21st century. Whether or not one believes in the oft-told story of the Lincoln ghost in the White House, it is fair to say that a number of past presidents have felt his presence in the White House or even here at Ford's Theater. Indeed, within the last 2 years, I sat there with former President Bush looking at a painting of Abraham Lincoln in the residential area of the White House. And he was commenting on the thoughts that seemed to be coming from Abraham Lincoln as he was in that painting sitting down with his generals talking about the Civil War and the future of the Union. John Kennedy as well admitted to seeking Lincoln's counsel in his thoughts. Our new president, Barack Obama, whose friendship I have cherished since we joined the Senate together in 2004, has long studied the life and leadership of Abraham Lincoln. Barack Obama's admiration of President Lincoln stems not only from the shared Illinois roots, but also from great respect for his wisdom in a time of great turmoil. President Obama, as you know, retraced Abraham Lincoln's train trip to Washington before his inauguration, and then took his oath of office on the same Bible that was used by Abraham Lincoln. On display here today in this lobby is a great coat made by the Brooks Brothers for President Lincoln. The coat helps us imagine just a bit of the larger-than-life stature of President Lincoln. Although he wore the great coat on the night he was assassinated here at the Ford Theater, the garment also symbolizes much more than his martyrdom for our united nation. President Lincoln also wore the coat on the occasion of his second inauguration, where he gave his famous speech, "With malice toward none and with charity for all." In a call for unity that could apply to current politics in America as much today as it did in the 19th century, President Lincoln called for binding up the nation's wounds and, as he said, doing all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. On the heels of the nation's bloody Civil War, Lincoln called for unity and change. He called for former enemies to become partners in rebuilding the nation. Like Lincoln, President Obama faces the challenges of war and economic turmoil here at home and around the world. But he is also calling for unity. He is also calling for change. He said in the inauguration speech that he gave on January 20th, "On this day, we gather because we have chosen hope over fear, unity of purpose over conflict and discord." President Obama also said the following words on that day, and these words, I believe, someday will be considered as important and historic as many of the words that were written by Abraham Lincoln. "We are shaped," Senator or President Obama said, "by every language and culture, drawn from every end of this earth, and because we have tasted the bitter swill of civil war and segregation, and emerged from that dark chapter stronger and more united, we cannot help but believe that the old hatreds shall someday pass, that our common humanity shall reveal itself, and that America must play its role in ushering a new era of peace." The understanding of our common humanity and how unity and needed change go hand in hand is part of understanding Abraham Lincoln. Thus, it is part of the educational mission here at Ford's Theater. It is the reason that preservation and renovation of Ford's Theater represents an integral part of the tapestry of our nation's heritage. For more than 40 years, the National Park Service and the Ford's Theater Society have worked together in partnership to manage, develop, and present innovative and information programs and productions for people of all ages. The latest 18-month renovation of the American Treasure before us today has been an investment by both the federal government and the society. Today, the National Park Service is as equally invested in this partnership as when we began this partnership in 1967. In October 2008, the National Park Service restructured its organizational hierarchy, identifying Ford's Theater National Historic Site as an independent unit of the National Park System to be managed by an on-site superintendent. Kim Elder, who is here today, is the first superintendent, and she will make sure that this is one of our best units in the National Park Service. This public-private partnership has proved to be beneficial to its stakeholders and, more importantly, to the American people. Let us work to use this partnership as a model for others to follow in helping the Department of Interior become truly the Department of America. As President Obama says, leaders are only as good as the people whose work they depend on. In the 21st century, the public and private sectors need to work together to bring about change through unity. Once again, we must all become partners in rebuilding our nation. The understanding of our future really depends upon us finding this common purpose together. Thank you all very much for being here.
This has been a podcast from the United States Department of the Interior. I'm Ron Tull, Washington.